Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'd like to bring you a little something every day called PMI. It's three stories to kind of send you on the way for the rest of the day. It's a positive story, a minus story, and something just a tad interesting. It's PMI. Who had the P today?
I do, and Josh. I love this story. Have you ever wanted to go to Europe for free?
Yes.
Well, Hidden Valley, the ranch company, is wanting to send a couple people out to Europe for 2 months to be ranch ambassadors.
What?
I love this. You can actually sign up starting today to apply to become a ranch ambassador where all expenses are paid, and you get paid 40 hours a week like a full-time job just to tell Europeans how good ranch is and that it goes on everything.
It's like the easiest job ever.
It's the best job ever. You get to try ranch all day and tell Europeans how good it is.
Yeah.
You do have to sing like that, though. That's a little tougher.
There's I'm so all many good for drops. That.
I know. I love ranch.
Oh, I'm going to apply right now.
Katie, you
we
and I should
this,
apply.
Hidden Valley's fine. I like this ranch that I get. I think it's like Costco or Sam's where they keep it refrigerated.
Yeah,
it's
same.
In the refrigerated section. Yeah. That's a game changer in the world of ranch.
Are you thinking Lighthouse? Because that's the one I always get.
Is it in the bottle where you keep up upside down?
It's in the jar is the one I get. It's an actual jar. It's a white
that's
jar
classy
with
ranch.
A blue lid. And they have ranch, blue cheese, all the creamy dressings.
And it's in the
so
cold
good.
Section.
It's in the fridge section. Yeah.
Game changer.
Like, so good. Like, because it's a ranch and a dip.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Yes.
Science. Yeah, the one I get, it might be that, but it's a giant jug of it at Sam's, and you keep it upside down. So it's one of those ones where you flip the bottom because it's everything goes to the bottom. Oh,
so
my God.
Good.
I love ranch. I use it in the shower as shampoo and stuff. It's
good call.
Really good
That's
stuff.
That's why you have such soft skin.
Yes.
Makes
what it is?
The dairy.
We use it in foreplay.
Makes total sense.
When people come over, we're like, say, ah, and we squirt a little in their mouth as soon as they come over as
it's
a greeting.
Be a little alarming the first time at least, right?
Yeah,
it's fresh.
You're not opening your mouth. You're like, ah, it's in my
eye.
I love ranch.
Me too.
I wish my truck ran on ranch dressing. How fun would that be?
Then you'd have to share your ranch. I don't want that at all, actually. No.
Your car breaks down on the side of the road. All you need is a bag of carrot sticks, and you just right there in your gas tank, and you'll be fine.
Good for four or five days.
Everything's fine.
You ever made roasts and stuff with, like, the packet of the ranch?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Also a game changer in the world of cooking.
I like to put that stuff on my popcorn.
Really?
What?
Yeah. A lot of times if I have an open wound, I'll put a little ranch dressing on it, and it seals it right up. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
Yeah. If you have an open wound, put ranch dressing on it.
All the sodium, huh?
Yep. Seal it right up. I guess I have the minus today, don't I?
You do.
Which story is it? Oh, it's this one. I got too many stories in front of me. Okay, so... your office might be making you look old as heck. There's this worker named Noah something or other, sparking viral discussions on her TikTok page, claiming that office air is making you look like arse. It's her office air theory. And she's saying, think about it. You leave home at 9 a.m. looking fresh and great. But by the time 1 o'clock rolls around at the office, you've got oily, nasty hair, a puffy face, bags under your eyes. Katie, you look like that by about 9:30.
No.
She's claiming that the excessive exposure to the fluorescent lighting is emitting harmful UV radiation.
That's a proven fact.
And then the air circulation at the office, you know, and you're sitting there. So it's like you're getting all the moisture just sucked out of your body as you're sitting at the office.
It kind of adds up.
So she's saying you should be wearing sunscreen indoors. There's all sorts of vitamin C skincare routines, adequate sleep, maybe going outside from time to time at the office.
Not going to work.
Don't go to work. Quit your job. And
also
my
that.
Personal thought is rub a little ranch dressing on your face.
Why
while you're
not?
Home.
Yes.
She's right, though, because
she's right.
I look way better at home than I do here.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
We don't
I've seen
have
pictures of you
here.
At home.
Yeah, way
and
better.
And then you come into work, and I'm like, oh, God.
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
The fluorescent lights. It's why we don't have them on in the studio here, is because you guys wouldn't be able
Tries
to do a show.
Yeah, it's called the office air theory, so think about it. If you're sitting in an office all day, you'll look like crap.
I agree.
All right, what's the interesting?
You know, what's interesting is how late I stayed up last night scrolling on Facebook watching Dead Greg's recipes.
What did? is.
So that's essentially
it's
it.
It's truly
so,
a dead guy's recipes.
Yes, his roommate, his uncle, estranged uncle, passed away, and they inherited this bag of recipes. And in this bag of recipes is a bunch more little Ziploc bags. So it has categories: Cajun food, new recipes, Christmas recipes, old school crockpot recipes. There's a whole list of things you can choose from. So David here has written every category on a wheel, and then he spins that wheel, and every episode he makes a new recipe of Dead Greg stuff. It's
what a great
fascinating
idea. And they what a hook to get people to watch this crap.
They made fancy grilled cheese. That was the first one that I watched. And it was essentially your standard grilled cheese, right? Cheese, bread. That's what you got. Well, you have to make sure you're using really good bread, so sourdough. And then you made a port wine reduction jelly out of blueberry. No.
Pass.
The savory sweet mixture in this grilled cheese had me hooked.
Pass.
And then you used
too much
two
work.
Different kinds. Well, that's it. I mean, these recipes obviously are going to take
gourmet.
A little gumption to get into, but to watch is fabulous. And I've saved a few of them because I want to try some of Dead Greg's recipes. My favorite part about this, I just want to mention, he has a section called Cajun recipes, right? None of them are Cajun. They're all Italian and just French recipes. So, yeah, definitely Greg had an issue with alcohol because he doesn't know Cajun recipes are. There's not an Andouille sausage to be found.
Not a crawfish
in
sight.
Cajun recipes. But it is so intriguing to me. I am interested as all get out. So if you want to search
it.
Again,
like it
Dead Greg's on Facebook if you want to play along.
It's
I love
truly
it.
Truly, the only thing that you need to make a grilled cheese gourmet is...
Well,
that's all
that.
You need, guys. There you go. There's your PMI today with JKJ at MIX.